The phone lines are open on Positive Living. 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We're taking your calls on TalkZone.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. Welcome back to Positive Living. We are talking about really balancing our life using 10 ancient Chinese secrets from Chinese medicine, from one of the oldest medicines in the world. My guest is Dr. Randy Lewis, PhD, licensed acupuncturist, who's the author of The Way of the Fertile Soul, 10 Ancient Chinese Secrets to Tap into a Woman's Creative Potential. And again, you can call us with your questions about how can you use these ancient Chinese wisdoms and Chinese medicine, as well as how can you be more fertile in your life in general. She does help women with fertility all over the world, but she also helps people become more fertile in their life, no matter what their age or stage is, or gender. Welcome back, Randine.
Thank you.
All right, now we are talking about the secrets to really getting into our potential. Secret 7 is use your emotions to revitalize your life.
Right. Our emotions are sometimes our most powerful energies, that oftentimes we don't pay attention to them, or we stifle those that we consider negative and try to only move toward those which we consider positive. And all emotions are energy moving through us in response to the weather of the world. And some things do invoke states of anger and resistance. Some things do invoke states of fear. But when we can fully stop resisting the emotions that we have and move into them and make friends with them, then we can transform each of them from their lowest state to their highest state, and we stop resisting the world itself. And one of the analogies that they use for this process in Chinese literature is a bamboo, a green bamboo moving with the wind. And the more the wind picks up and the stronger it gets, the more the bamboo has to bend in order to withstand the storm. It's the brittle tree that succumbs to the storm and breaks and ends up collapsing.
And that ties into the resistance again.
Right.
Again, not resisting.
Not resisting, accepting,
okay.
Yielding, and
right.
Taking our power from there.
Secret 8, live vertically instead of horizontally. What do you mean by that?
Well, that has to do with our true source, which is the lowest state of our being, being in vertical alignment with the highest state of our being. And the verticality has to do with more of a spiritual alignment. And this goes along with the five elements, with the highest element on top and the deepest element below. And then some of the elements where we interact with the world are like the arms of this cross through which we relate with the world. But most of us spend so much of our energies on the material horizontal plane interacting with the world that we neglect the inner vertical plane where we have our own inner truth when we are aligned with our deepest sense of being and our highest state of potential. And they, in Chinese, this is the depths of our being is called the spark of the divine within. And when we can find it through our own inner truth, then we align our world in accordance to its truth and live from our highest state of being. And that's called being in vertical alignment.
Interesting. Secret 9, re-energize yourself by repatterning. What does that mean?
Well, that's as a result of all of the previous steps. When we have gone through each of the elements and we have identified where our own patterns of imbalance have arisen, that we can use basically a map for finding out how to let our highest energy be manifested in every single situation in our life.
And what do you mean a map? You mean people write this out or lay this out and look at it?
Well, first it comes from, this part has to do with finding out where the imbalance aligns itself on the inside. and being in a full state of acceptance. And then we can open up into the full state of healing. And so it takes the person through a meditative process of going through each of the organ systems and really finding out at their core where the problem has been. And you have to go within to find out where the source of the problem is in every case. And so this is first getting into the inside and really shaking it up. And that begins the process of repatterning. Because we have,
and part of that would come now through the acupuncture treatments, correct?
The acupuncture treatments absolutely work from this level. That the acupuncture treatments themselves, though, are from the outside in. The potency in this process is that it's from the inside out. And acupuncture is still somebody else inducing a state in you. When you can mm-hmm. induce a state in yourself, then acupuncture truly isn't necessary.
Interesting. All right, and the last one is secret number 10. Match your external actions to your internal blueprint.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Well, this is where, like, the map comes in, where we have identified where the problems have arose in different areas in our life, and we've seen physically, mentally, and emotionally where we're prone to being tripped up, where our weakness is in life. And so this is a process where those aspects reveal themselves, that when we find ourselves in a state of fear, for example, or low self-worth, then what we do to go into the fear, go into the low self-worth, and come out with the wisdom that takes us to our highest aspect of expression. Being gentle with the self is what we do when we see fear. We go in courageously and shine the light of awareness within and say, oh, that's what it is. And it loses its potency. So then we can reside in a state of where the fear becomes wisdom, becomes self-awareness, and we no longer have anything to fear. And then whatever issue it is that comes up often in a person's life, and we all have them, and we all know what they are. Sometimes it's anger, sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's frustration over the things that we can't control. That this basically gives us a blueprint for when we find ourselves in those situations, what do we do?
All right. We have about 3 minutes left. So this is a big, tall order, but if you can just summarize quickly in a couple of minutes the whole idea of the five elements, which are the earth, wood, fire, air, and water, just what that means and how we can use them in our lives, and we can go to your book to use them as well, but we just have a couple minutes.
The first energy is the water energy. We are made up of water primarily. It's the most abundant element in our body. It gives rise to all else. The aspect of the brain that's associated with it is the lizard survival brain and fear. And yet we must go in at that level before we can emerge in a state of wisdom.
All right, the next one?
The next one would be wood. Wood has to do with the right creative brain. It has to do with the emotion of anger overcoming resistance. And the highest aspect of its expression is finding the state of compassion for all things. The next one is earth. Earth has to do with our center, the solar plexus, the stomach, the spleen, blood production. Has to do with the thought process. We already talked about overthinking and worry and where that can get us caught up. So it's being able to stay in a state of openness so that we can transform all things to their highest state of being. The next one is metal. Metal is that which gives us structure. It also, in overabundance, can give us a state of rigidity. This has to do with the left brain, the logical, rational side of our brain. Its highest aspect, its emotion is grief, because we don't often want to let go and fully go into the state of loss. The highest state of being is being able to let go and surrender to what is, that can propel us up to our highest state of being, which is represented by fire and joy and love, and that comes through the heart, which is the highest aspect of our being. And so ultimately we try to live in a state of heart dominance, but we can't ignore the other elements. We must deal with them first so that we can live a heart-centered, abundant, unconditional life.
So your closing thoughts, if people get one thing out of this interview today, what would you like to leave them with?
That they have the power within them to fully create exactly the type of life that they've always dreamed of. And we all have the power within.
Thank you. It's been really a pleasure having you on this program, Undine.
Well, thank you so much. It was absolutely my honor.
Stay on the line. Thank you. My guest has been Randy Lewis, PhD, licensed acupuncturist, whose book is The Way of the Fertile Soul, 10 Ancient Secrets to Tap into a Woman's Creative Potential. And folks, remember, as I say at the end of each program, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need and know you can make your dreams come true. Until next time, I'm Tricia Raskin for Positive Living. Join me every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Pacific for an all-new Positive Living program. Until next time, have a great Monday and a great week.